The Woman in the White Kimono, written by Anna Johns and read by Laurence Bouvard. Even at night with half the staff, the Tausig Cancer Center ran as shipshape as its namesake. With Dr. Amen at the helm, I prayed my father could somehow weather the storm, but his lapsing health had me perched at his side, watching for signs. Although I had the lights dimmed and the TV on mute, my father wrestled with sleep. Machines hummed, monitors beeped, conversations rolled like waves from the hall. Someone whistled.
"Whistling up a wind was risky," Pops would say about his days at sea. "It could summon strong gales and rough waters."
The hospital wasn't his Navy ship from the 50s, but with the improbable coincidence of sharing its name, I wouldn't snub the nautical superstitions. I found my feet and closed the door.
"What?"
Pops flailed his arms, causing the plastic IV lines to flap like ropes against a mast.
"Tori?"
"I'm here, Pops." I hurried over, placed my hand on his arm. "You're at the hospital, remember?" He'd woken disoriented several times over the last week, with shorter periods of rest in between. This had become our new norm. He strained to sit up and grimaced with pain, so I placed a hand behind his upper back and lifted to work a pillow there. With both arms braced under his, I helped him shift, amazed how light he'd become. He joked that he was half the man, but I didn't laugh. The truth was far from funny, and the joke, far from true. He was still my larger-than-life father. I handed him the plastic cup of ice. He shook it to rattle the chips loose, then sipped on what had melted. One taste triggered the reflex. A static cough he struggled to clear. I took the cup, gave him tissues, and waited for the fit to pass. With a final expulsion, he lolled back and closed his eyes. "You okay?" Empty words, because of course he wasn't. But he assured me with a nod just the same. Then he sighed, a deep, raspy breath, his words pushing through it.
"Did I ever tell you about the famous Blue Street? It was the first thing I saw when I stepped off my ship in Japan."
"And the girl who liked your eyes was second, right?" I brightened, happy he was lucid, and hoping he'd stay that way long enough to retell it.
"Well, I looked a little better back then."
"You look a little better now." He did. Color warmed his cheeks. His eyes were sharp and focused. His movement had improved. It was wonderful and discomforting at the same time. Dr. Amen said to watch for a rally of improvement right before Pops would take his final turn. For my father, the last hurrah. And for me, a final story.